This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, President Trump signed another executive order. He did this late yesterday evening. This will terminate federal funding for NPR, National Public Radio, and PBS, the Public Broadcasting Service. Now, conservatives have talked about it forever to cut funding, but they never, as far as I remember, really ever went through with it.
Right.
And I got to tell you, there was a necessity back in the day for these things. There were areas of the countries that weren't being served by commercial broadcast interests, so it was difficult maybe getting news and information. And so NPR and PBS, to my understanding, was designed in many ways to sort of help and fill the gap, which is a good thing. But, I mean, now you have information at your fingertips literally any moment of any day. So the entire need for their existence, you know, really has gone way down. Now, don't get me wrong. When I was a kid, Sesame Street and all that, I can appreciate some of the programming.
Sure.
Unfortunately, from, you know, a news perspective, they have, I mean, there's no doubt about it where they're coming from, and it's left of center. So if they had maintained some sort of middle of the road or a lack of bias, you know, you might find some areas where, yeah, if some taxpayer funding is going that way, it's not that bad. But
right.
No, when they're funding an agenda, it's absolutely wrong to use taxpayer money to do that. So Trump is absolutely doing the right thing. Yes, there'll be blowback. People are going to cry and whine. But let me tell you something. These entities generally do well anyway. In other words, they're making money anyway.
Yep.
This segment is brought to you by, and then which
a
is
grant,
funny,
a donation,
or they'll say, you know, by a large oil company, you know, they'll
exactly.
name that. And I'm thinking, I go, wow, why would a big oil company give them money?
Uh huh.
But they have,
oh,
and
yeah.
all the other, the big Archer Daniel, Daniels Midland.
And then on your local level, you've got affluent families, you know, supporting them financially. Yeah, they don't need our tax dollars.
And we've got to fight for ratings, fight, you know, for revenue. We're, you know, in the marketplace, you know, we're a taxable entity and all that. So, welcome to the real world.
Yeah.